This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. One of the largest, most embellished Art Deco buildings in the state is on Main Street in downtown Durham. Construction on the S.H. Kress and Company building was completed in 1933. The space once housed a busy five and dime store in the Bull City. It was also the site of lunch counter sit-ins during the Civil Rights Movement. Now, the well-preserved structure is known simply as Durham Kress, and a few downtown dwellers call it home. One rainy spring night last year, musician John Shane found inspiration there. He recorded an intimate concert for an audience of about 40 people with his band, and the result is the latest CD from John Shane Trio called The Kress Sessions. And I'm pleased to welcome the band back to the program today. John Shane on guitar, Bill Newton on harmonica, John Curry on the dobro. Hi, guys. Good to have you here.
Hello.
Hey, Frank. Good to be back.
How are you feeling about the future?
The future is bright and
good.
Sunny.
Because you had that live session, which is your CD that's out now, but then you're going to put a studio session together, right?
Yes.
And you're going to have it out before the 21st of December because you won't sell any if you sell it after that.
That's the end of the world. Oh, right.
Yeah. But you'll be fine.
It's important that we sell a lot of copies of that then before the end of the world.
Right. It would be better if it was after Christmas, because now, like, who's going to buy Christmas gifts, the whole thing?
I know.
Or will you send cards? I'll send cards, but not – anyway. So tell us about how the Kress Sessions came about.
Well, the Kress Sessions actually sprung from an idea by my good friend Nancy Bierman. She is the person who lives in the Kress building, and she had been wanting us to come and play a house concert there. And then she said, you know – we need a John Shane Trio live album. And she just combined the two ideas and thought, why not do a live album in my house? And it actually really worked. The room was very live, high ceilings, and a lot of like kind of wooden sound in there from the floors. We got Dave Tilley to come in. Dave's a local guy who is a fantastic engineer and does a lot of live recordings. And he brought a bunch of vintage microphones in, things that you would find in a 1950s TV station or things like that. And he turned her living room into a recording studio that had space for 40 people,
great,
to sit and watch. And we recorded the entire thing acoustically with nothing plugged in. And it came out really nice. We were really happy with it.
You play something for us now?
Yeah, this song here is one of the new songs that we had written for that session. And it's also my personal motto. It's called Love is a Lucky Thing. I've been pinching pennies in the second line and drawing random lines in the sand, counting as the cars go by and losing track of time. Nothing goes exactly as we planned. I don't recall the reason that I stuck around, but I believe it was something like a song. There might have been some drinks thrown in, but you know I'm pretty sure that you and I, we've always been in love. And can't you see, love is a lucky thing. Yes, love is a lucky thing. In this mean old you down roulette game of life, love is a lucky thing. Well, I'm just a simple little fellow dancing through the hurricane of life, while sad-eyed clowns cling to their daisies and a million lonely pensioners. Can't they see? Love is a lucky thing. Yes, love is a lucky thing. In this mean old pay the man, no escape route life. Love is a lucky thing.
in love and lucky in money. Now I haven't found a way to bridge the two. It's really not a cinch, even though we're inundated. It's like trying to take a drink from a swimming pool. Is a lucky thing. In this big old beat you down roulette game of life, love is a lucky thing. Love is a lucky thing. Love is a
John Shane Trio live on the State of Things. John Shane along with Bill Newton, John Curry. You can hear him tonight at the Casbah in Durham. They're here on this show today. John Shane Trio, John, Bill, and John are here, although really you're down one guy. So ordinarily there's four of you in the
trio.
We
should say that we are missing our good buddy F.J. Ventry on the upright bass. He could not be here for the radio program, but he will be at the Casbah with us tonight.
So all four of you will be in the trio.
Oh, yes.
What's going on there, John?
It's much better to have four guys and call it a trio than three guys and call it a quartet, you know?
Well, I can't argue with logic like that.
I'm just, you know, I'm hedging my bets. Who's going to show up if I call it a trio?
That's perfect. One guy didn't show up, and you're absolutely right.
Nobody's going to walk away unsatisfied.
That sounds great. You know. Now, you're recording a CD of new material. Your last studio album, Times Right Now, was inspired by the music of New Orleans. What's behind this latest project?
Well, this one is probably the last one was pretty boisterous, I think, with a lot of like – it had horns on it and things like that. This one is probably a little bit more introspective, probably driven by the – twin ideas of me getting older and people having pretty tough times economically and things. And I generally write stories about regular people with regular problems. And not that I have too many problems to
but you know a lot of people.
Not complaining myself, but
you got friends with problems.
I got friends with problems.
Do another song for us?
Yeah. This one is called Ordinary Cats, and I imagine this one really is about the aging process and what happens to us. Probably straight at the NPR demographic here.
Range, a glimmer in the sunset sun. Red jewels crowned the tops of the towers. We could see them high on a roof in Patterson. Gypsy drivers running for the money, passing on the freeway below. A flock of jumbo jets circling overhead in a slowed-down old-time aerial show. Where are you presently sitting down to dinner? Where did you lay the old felt hat? Well, here's a letter from one who knew you better back when we were ordinary, ordinary cats, ordinary cats. We sat nights with a fifth of gin, down in all the world in sips. There was midnight blue lamps on a scratchy college station, and good stuff to smoke from tiny metal clips. The all knew the man would crush you like a can, drink your blood like common table wine, and take apart your dreams, tear them at the seams, while telling you that everything, everything was fine. Where are you presently sitting down to dinner? Where did you lay the old felt hat? Well, here's a letter from one who knew you better back when we were ordinary, ordinary cats, ordinary cats, ordinary cats, ordinary cats. With our buddies in the city, then we lost touch with ourselves. Put away the reefer, forgot about the music, heard the siren call of ringing wedding bells. It was on to the straight life, on to insurance, on to the mortgage, then the grave. The more that you grow older, you look over your shoulder, wondering how you ever learned to behave. Presently sitting down to dinner, where did you lay the old felt hat? Well, here's a letter from one who knew you better back when we were ordinary, ordinary cats, ordinary cats, ordinary cats, ordinary.
John Shane Trio live on The State of Things. John Shane, Bill Newton, John Curry. Going to be playing at the Casbah tonight, in fact, with Lizzie Ross. Going to open for you. And she's she's an amazing musician, too. Have you been collaborating at all?
Well, we haven't ever collaborated before, but we're going to tonight. We've asked her to sing a little bit with us in our set. And so I sent her some MP3s, and hopefully she'll know the words at least as good as we kind of do sometimes.
Well, or she could just play them in lip sync. But, you know.
There you go.
No, it'd be that's a marriage made in Durham heaven. I think that would be terrific.
Just don't tell my wife.
I think it's an artistic marriage.
Yeah.
So, and you're also going to do a concert with Lightnin' Wells, another acoustic folk and blues artist. And that going to take you back to your bluesy rootsy self?
Yeah, we're going to be playing the first weekend of March down in New Bern at the Tryon Palace. And they've got a new performing arts theater, I think, as part of the. And so I don't know how many concerts they've done there yet, but we're going to do an evening of Piedmont blues. It was originally, I think the idea was influenced as a tribute to Big Boy Henry, who was a very influential blues player upon me, and of course on Lightnin' too. And Lightnin' is an influence upon me.
So. Your music has been moving, though. You've started out. I mean, a lot of people associate you with that rootsy bluesy style, and you're moving on to other things, great things.
Yeah, I try to keep it interesting, you know. Yeah. And blues is definitely a big part of that, but it's one part of it.
Tell you what, I'm going to close now, ask you to play us out, and maybe I'll ask you to play Clementine as the closing song. Can you do
well,
that one?
Well, I actually just got in tune for this other one.
All right. Were you going to do Level It Out?
We were actually going to do a Dram, Lest We Get Dry.
That sounds great.
Is
you
that
do
all
that.
Right? Okay.
You do that. I will say goodbye to the John Shane Trio, which you can hear tonight. The band is going to be at the Casbah in Durham. The show starts at 8 o'clock. They'll also be at Marsh Woodwinds in Raleigh on February 25th. For more information, you can go to johnshane.com. And that is the state of things for today. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, John Shane Trio.
All righty. This song's about fighting and drinking. Not necessarily in that order.
Down to the store, boy, mama's out of gin. Go down to the store, can't abide the state we're in. Can't abide the state we're in, boy, can't abide the state we're in. Go down, ask Miss Moses, mama's out of rye. Go down, ask Miss Moses for a dram lest we get dry. A dram lest we get dry, boy, a dram lest we get dry. Got no money, mama's got no booze. Papa's got no money, and we're wearing thrift store shoes. Wearing thrift store shoes, boy, wearing thrift store shoes. Mama's in a lather, I'm in a lather too. Mama's in a lather, and talking just won't do. Talking just won't do, boy, talking just won't do. To the bar, honey, I don't want to fight. No, I don't want to fight, baby. I don't want to fight. Yeah. So loan me a couple dollars from your jar of change. Loan me a couple dollars, I'll pay you back someday. I'll pay you back someday, boy.